And there, oft after, jaunty jogging on an Irish vis-a-vis, in steadily with shoulder to shoulder, Jehu will tell to Christian ear, saint to sage, the Humphrey of the fall and rise, while Daisy winks at her pinker sister among the tussocks and the couple, between the shaft mocks the couple on the car. And as you're, who may look like, how on the other side of his big beltry, your tires and clothes, your nose and paradigm, may, rarerize in Erin. Follow we up his whip vindicative, Terstens, lo behold, la aboro, lo petrusu, the Augustan peace betotum oaks, the monolith rising stark from the moonlit pine barren, in all fortitudinous Ajax's rowdy noisy tenacity, the angler's hour with ditchers bent upon their farm use stencils, the soft belling of the fallow deers, Loramus genuan, advertising their milky approach as midnight was striking the hours, laetate, and how brightly the grey tribune outed the sharkskin smoke wallet, imitation, from his frock, kippers, and by Joshua, he tips up a topping swank cheroot, none of your swellish side, quite the reverse, and how manfully he plays, says, pluck to pluck and leckin' for leckin', he was to just pluggy well suck the brown boy o' my son and spend a whole half hour in Havana. Sorer of the creeksmen would not there be old high Gott's prog, wherefore he met master, he mean to say, he do, sire, bester of red publicans at Eagle Cock Hostel and Lorenzo Tooley Street, and how he wished his honour the bannocks of Gort and Moira and Bryhead and Puddyrick, your loudship, and a starchbox sitting in the pit of his St. Thomas. A strange wish for you, my friend, and would polax your sonson's grandson utterly through your own old sweat and swear florence, heaved at hawk many as the times when they were terrified by the hits. Chee chee cheers for up King Billy and Crow Crew Cromwells, down a boo. Hup, boys, and hat 'em. See, Ollybeam, their loss were found, remember stairs, their hours to date link their heirs to where, but ho, where are those yours of yesterday's? Far seeing a chirk, and polowl woman, charcatrus, and his anvan vocht, deed, endant, ended, or sleeping soundlessly, favour with your tans, intendite, any dog's life you list, you may still hear them at it, like sixes and seventies, as ever sure as Halley's Comet, ulmammon, sobridge a woman, storting boys and dummy girls, as they pass it bleak and bronze portal on your cask concordia, horun morni, ninny frickens, horlodies her day, diet, lords of unleft maladies, q. Milicien trotin gatude, scudi, tippity, kiri, tippoti, ka, kai, roti, kai, makpa, sahib, de pezensem usted, senor, en son sucho, sabes, o tabronorum, a cortege, tinky tinku gaily, lipa fla, pilpa pavalis, lang lang, epialoku, batiste, tufnadon, liptit, moin goin, ismine de bumbak, imeste portacaili. Oh, os pipos míos, es desmadiados guasos, poro piccolo poquino, withi, un duro, cochis zabad, mercy and you, come out, tach. And God, says he with mugger's tears, would you care to know the price of a lard? Maggie's nick your night, nov, mass taverners of the mic again, and that bag belly is the buck to goat it, mageg, mageg, chap-chappy fellow, I call our you invalced witness, as sicker as my liffy eggs is known by our good house halters, from your hundreds of mamma to be which they commercially are, in our high, high British quarters, conventional, my guest house and cow-handle credits will immediately stand, oh, open, as straight as that neighbouring monument's fabrication before the hygienic gill, this was where the Reverend Sabbath and Bottle-breaker, with Firbal Fort Stretch, touched upon his tricoloured boater, which he uplifted with his pickledy hoppy, he gave Stetson one and a penny for it, while his oligenosity of ancestralosis scodulated down both pendices of his mufcito liptails. Sen Capetulo, a more modestuous conchula bullite, never curled a torn pockmad, cordially inviting the adolescents, who he was wishing up to do in like manner what all did, so as he was able to add, lo, before the great schoolmasters, I tell you no story. Smile! The house of Atriox is fallen indeed dust. Iliam, ilium, me romor, mornomates, averaging on blight like the Mundy banks of Feniana, but deeds bounds going arise again. Life, he himself said once, his Bioga friend, in fact, kills him very soon, if yet not after, is awake, livet or cricket, and on the bunk of our bread-winning lies the corpse of our seed-father, a phrase which he established of the world by law, might pretinately write across the chest-front of all man or woman born. The scene, refreshed, re-roused, was never to be forgotten. The hen and crusader, intermuter emergent, for later in the century one of that cuisine band of fact-ferreters, that an ex-skivoli out of the custom huts retired, hurt under the 65's Act, in a dressy black modern style, and we were shiny-tan Burlington's Tam Homden Dickey, Quarpriquos and Pigad, rehearsed it. Pippa pointing with a dignified copied, bold to name cousin of the late Archdeacon F.X. Preserve Coppinger, a hot fellow in his night, nay, the mother of God of Mastigonum, in a pullwoman of our first trans-Hibernian with one still saddle circumstance, which is a Dirk and Dirk, heart-skewer, if ever to bring bouncing brimmers from marbled eyes, cycloptically through the window discs and with eddying oars, the round eyes of the run-drisers, back-to-back, buck-to-bucker, on their airish chaunting car, beheld with interesting antarestedness, the clad pursued the bear the green, the four, the clad again, as their convoy wheeled encirclingly abound the gigantic's life tree, our fire-leave lover, lucky Blumsterbohm, phoenix in our woodlessness, haughty, calciminal, erubescent repetition, whose roots they be ex with lustres of pains, for as often as the archka Danis replacing aside his Irish field, and craving their auriculars to receptacle particulars before they got the bump at Castle Bar, matin far, spoke of it by request all, hearing in this new reading of the part whereby, because of Dias in his machina, the new Garrickson's grimacing grimaldin hypostasized by substantiation the axiomatic orotundity of that once grand old Erlington ball, the cock Picious description of that fellow commuter's play upon countenance, could simply imagine themselves in their borson's innermost core as protem locums, time sported across the yawning abyss, as once they were seasiders listening to the cocky shy shooter's evensong evocation of the doomed but always ventriloquent agitator, nor not more plang or pound the billows or turnawalla halley reef. Silk ho-watted, a whirling mighty dad, against the dusk of scumring, would that fain be sent mizzen's calling, holy places, and this fez brimless's brow a fateful touch of the ground did wish it were, blessed be the bones, the gauzy power of his sword, his manslayer's gun-wheeler pretended towards that overgrown lead-pencil, which was soon monumentally at least to rise as Molly de Vicondyle, and to be his mausoleum, O'Dan stool till stein, at Maisie's Ike's good Chopin, while O'Lopper his exculpatory features, as Roland rung, a wee dropping of grief about to silenize his jujus, the ghost of resignation diffused a spectral appealingness as a young man's drown or the fate of his waters made gloat, similar in origin and accurate and effective to a beam of sunshine upon a coffin plate. Not old or wise in the days of the beginning world, our traveller, remote, unfriended from Van Diemen's land, some lazy scald or mordering pot, lived Weir Willie his slow-cut snobbisk, eyes to the semi-signs of a zotec, and lengthily lingering upon flash-neck, cracked cup, downtrodden brogue, turf-sod, wild broom, cabbage blad, stockfish, longingly learned that there of the angel were herberge for him potine and tea and praties and basie, and wine with woman worth warbling and informally quasi-benign to press gamile to quiz it in. Nonsense! There was never such much windy noose blowing at the given moments through the hat of Mr. Melancholy Slow, but in the pragma what formal cause made a smile of that to think? Who was he to whom? O'Brien's not his name, nor the brown one his maid. What are the place swears? Kiwasti Kisher, Kitta, Kitnabuja, Tal the Tem of the Tumulum, Give the Gab of the Grub, be it Cudgel Player's Country, or Fishfellow's Town, or Lee Lecker's Land, or Panban Gunopovengreski. What regnans raised the reins that levelled, but we hear the pointers and can gauge their compass, for the mellows yield the mode and the mode the manners. Plicy man, plancy man, plowsy man, plab. Sin, 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 sin. The forefathers falkers for a prize of two peaches with Ming, Ching, and Shani on the low, on the lie, lowly. We'll sit down on the hope of the Gowly Ghost, for the tithe man troubled, but his hand in titat high's not here. They answer from their zones. Here the four of them. Hark to her of them. I say, Zama, and I'm proud of it. I say, it's done a kilty, God help us. I say, Dean's Grange, and say nothing. I say, his barn, and what about it? Hee haw, before he fell ill, he filled heaven. A stream, a plapling streamlet, coyly coil. Cool of her curls. We were but termites then. We our ant heap we sense as a hill of Allen, the barrow for him people. One jot nurse Jeffel, and was it a grumalung among the pork chop that wonder struck as a thunder yonder? Thus the unfacts did we possess them, are too imprecisely few to warrant our certitude. The evidence givers by leg pull too untrustworthily, irreparable. Where is the judges are seemingly freak threes, but his judicandies plainly minus twos. Nevertheless, Madame Touchou's waxes largely more lifelike, entrance one kudos, exits free, and our notional gallery is now completely complacent, an exiguous monument, airily perennious. Oblige with your blackthorns, gamps disgrace, and there are many of pause before that exposure of him by old Tom Quad, a flashback in which he sits sated, gowned about in clerical ease habit, watching bland salt slide dogsomely into the nethermore, a globule of mogdalness about to corrugate his mild wildewed cheek, and the tatter of a tiny Victorienne, Alice pressed by his limper loser. Yet certes one is, ere the following winter had overhead the pages of nature's book, until Cadabar Achaclea became Dublena Tertia, the The shadow of the huge outlander, Maledic, Multivolt, Magnoporous, had bulked at the bar of a rotter of tribunals and manor hallers and thieves' kitchen, mid pillow talk and chithouse chat on Marlborough Green, as though Molesworth Fields here sentenced pro, tied with Jedburgh Justice, there equated co-testimony with benefit of clergy. His thing mart had undone him, and his mat thing had done him man. His beneficiaries are legion in the party created, they number up his years. Great Wheel Dunlop was the name was on him, behung, all we are his bicycles. As holidays his house, so was his priest and king to that. Ulvi came, envy saw, ivy conquered, Lulu. They've waved his green boughs over him as they have torn him limb from lamb, for his mortification, expiration and damnation and annihilation, which cries and gritter, this profound suspire. Steady Sullivan's, mannequin's paws, long tongs, beaches fallen down, but Grania's spread abroad. Add to stay, feed aliens, and feel the Fletcher's balls, for the total of your flouts is not fit to fan his fettle, oh. Have a ring and sing wall, chin chin, chin chin. And of course all chimed in with the utmost boviality, swiping rums and bones and cherries and ciders and negus and citronades too. The strongers, oh ho ho ho, Mr. Begg, you're about to be bagged in the bog again, bug, but soft seas, soof side, eh hoo for gassies, but low low, by the threatening gods, human, erring and condonable, what the statues of our Kuo, who is the mischief to be our quang, as sure there, the unforgettable tree shade looms up behind the jostling judgments of those, as all should owe, mal recapturable days. Tap and pat and tap at again. First fire, first shot, miseries the refusaliers. Pang payong for Saxon Luti. Three atomic soldiers free, Coqueliques and Capapie. Of the Coldstream guards were walking in, pardonnez-leur, je vous en prie, Montgomery Street. One voice and opinion on which on either side, pardonnez, nodding, all the finer camps concurred, je vous en prie. It was the first woman, they said, souped him that fatal Wellesday. Lily Cunningham's, by suggesting him they go in a field. Rothmod Eltlfa, Ruth Red Stillstand, Roth Rack Roth, confessed Private Pat Martin Retro, terse. Thus contentious with Santry's play, one of our coming Vauxhall on the boards, who is resting for the moment, she's been collared by a noty stagey elocutioner, a waste packet sittens, was interviewed in a waste end putty parlour, looking perhaps even more putty fleshed in her charity pardresses, girdle and braces by the half moon and seven stars, russets from Blackmore's head amongst the climbing boys of the Eagle and Child, and over the corn and hay empters at their black and all black, Mrs. Effie, see her side, half in stage to whisper to her confidant glass while recuperating her cartwheel chappet a hat, and we now know what timbles of backets on Lallance at alls means. She hops it arter would get the Christmas portute of orange and lemonized orchards with hollegs and ether from the fetry of the innocent as the world had been unchained. Then, while it is odorous comparison to the sprang flowers of his birthday, which was a veritable garden potty for the rainworms and the charlatinas and all branches of clematites, it has been such a wonderful night entirely, added she, with many regards to Maha's prajapansi's touch. Prehistoric, arbiter to her dictaphone, and entichologist, his prephenomenon is a poor perisimenon. A dustman knock named Seven Churches in the employ of Mrs. Atburn, Sulpet and Asherborn, prayer makers Glinterlook, was asked by the sisterhood the vexed question during his midday collation of lever and buckram, alternatively with stink and kidney pie in a hash house and tank even, responded impulsively, we have just been propagandering his nullity suit and what they took out of his ear among my own crush. All our fellows at O'Day's, sages with Ara to Calamon, he's a cemented brick bucket all, a mourner usually sober car driver who is jauntingly hosing his runabout. Ginger Jane took a strong view. Laurie Hoster, as he talked, and this is what he told Rewriteman. Irewaker is just a plain pink joint riff for me in private life, but folks all have it by Brehman's law. He has parliamentary honours. Iskafir said, Luigi, you know that man. Brilliant, Savarin. Mon foi, you wish to have some omelette? Yes, lady. Good man, labour. Your hecky must break himself. See, I crack so. So he sit in the pole, unbedimmed. A perspirer, over 60, who was keeping up his tennis's panted hay, to collect informatios, but a despair flannels climb wall and trespassing on doorbell after full blown. Braddon here, this fresky trotterella, a railway's barmaid view. They call her Spill Tears Rue, was thus expressed to sympathizers of the Dole Line, Death Avenue, and anent those objects of our pity prompted ministrants to wet man and his siphon. Ahem. Is it ever too late to whistle when Phyllis floods her stable? It would be scarlet shame to jail him in lockup, as was proposed by him to Sedum's creature. What matters what merry tricks went off with his revolver her in connections with a him being an orphan and enjoining such wicked illeth? "Well done, Drumcollakill. Kitty Tyrrell is proud of you," was the reply of a BOT official, "or blame not the board," while the daughters Ben Clatter murmured in uniswoon, "Gulfurkill is jury legs." Brian Linsky, the cup cursor, was questioned at a shouting box, ball and braggart, and gave a snappy comeback when saying, "Pah, once more I'll hell bowl. I am for caveman chase and Sahara sex. Burke, you. Them two bitches ought to be leashed. Cane 'em. A pog and whore hunt. Pah! A would-be martyr who is attending on Sanadasitas, where he's being taught to wear bracelets, when grilled on the point, revealed the undoubted fact of the consequence would be that so long as Sankey Mundi played his mango tricks under the mystery, with shade as far as sheltering in his leaves license and his shadowers terrified by the potent bowls of Indra addictions, there would be fights all over Cookshaven. Tosh! Mishnah Ida Womble, the 17-year-old revivalist, said concerning the coincidence of interfizzing with grenadines and other respectable and disgusted persoons using the park, that perpendicular person is a brute, but a magnificent brute. Caligula, Mr. Daniel McGrath, bookmaker, well known to Australian perusers of the Sydney Parade Ballotine, was as usual antipodal with his driving. To D, to Hope Inning, to Mellow. Where Splash Cobbler? We've meet too early, sang out our Captain Boycott with his famous Padres Tourist Cape Kiss. Meet too early, Matador. Dan Michael John, presenter of FS Smack, and Ollie's was proverbial with his upsiduxed. Mutatus mutandus, Darren's Lord Sniffbox, and Morrigan's Lady Flatterfoot took sides and crossed and bowed to each other and recrossed themselves. The dirty dubs up in their flies went to free, echoed the dainty drabs, Danum their senties, una mona. Sylvia Silence, the girl detective, many nerva, but by one hears turtlings all over Doveland. When supplied with information as to several facets of the case in her coisy-dozy bachelor's flat, quite a overlooking John of Dreams muse leaned back in her really truly easy chair to query restfully through her vowel-threaded syllables, "Have you ever thought, Whipter, that true greatness was a tragedy? Nevertheless, according to my considered attitudes, for this act you should pay the full penalty pending pursuance as per subsection 32, section 11 of CLA Act 885. Anything in this act can't be notwithstanding. Charlie Jack began to silk, for he couldn't get home to Chelsea, but ended with, he's got the sack that helped him melt in stench of his gladsome rags. Mar, a naval rating, seated in one of the granite chromatic sets of our new fish shambles, for the usual air rating after the ever popular act, with whom were questioned Puella, Picant, and Coity. This had a cold in her brain, while that felt a sink in her stomach. Wits what's wet, was encouraged, although never vanished himself, by one of his co-affianced to get your bread, Walt and Gobbard, and when their children by her faster sister to saddle up your pants, Navel, thus core reply to her other thanksgiving, I lay my two-finger buttons, fiancé Mara, he speaks. He was to blame about your two velvet figs up Hornahem's Hill, as Hook and I blame him, or any other piskman. But I'd also think, Pullywally, by the siege of his trousers, there was something else behind it. You bet your boughten blarneys about those three drummers down Kaiser's Lane. Trite. Be these mere marchantators fablings of a race referred with Oddman Rex? Is now all seen heard, then forgotten? Can it was, one is fain in this leaden age of letters now to wit, that so diversified outrages, they have still to come, were planned and partly carried out against so staunch a covenanter? If it be true that any of those recorded ever took place, for many we trow, by yes to and denied of, are given to us by some who use the truth but sparingly, and we, on this side, ought to sorrow for their pricking pens on that account. The seventh city, Urovivla, his citadel of refuge, whither would we believe the laymen and their khans, beyond the outrave gales of Atriatic, changing clues with Bagelmaster, the Hergite had fled, silencious meant under night's alsonority, ship alone, a raven of the wave, be mercy Mara, a hay whence Rahulas, from the Ostman's dirty on the old Vic, to forget in expiating manslaughter, and rebirthing in remarriment out of dead sickness to divine per evidence, if you're looking for the builder deep, your ear on the movie tone, to league his lot Pam and Pat with a papishy, for my and quine I thee gift take, and bind mine, hosen band I thee halter. The wastobe land, a lotus land, a luxurious land, emerald ilioim, the peasant pastured, in which by the fourth commandment would promise his days apostolic, were to be long by the abundant mercy of him which thundered from on high, murmured would rise up against him, all of which in them were franchisables and inhabitants, astias as agoras, helotophilots, do him hurt, poor jink, ghostly following bodily, as where he made an oars for them, the corruptible lake quick, all saints of incorruption of a holy nation, the common of erring garden cast away, in red resurrection to condemn, so they might convince him, first Pharaoh, Humphreys, Cheops, Exarchus, of their proper sins, business bred to speak with a stiff upper lip to all men, and most occasions the man we wot of took little short of frightening chances, but for all that he or his care were subjected to the horrors of the premier terror of error land. Perhaps. We seem to us, the realists, to be reading our Amenti in the sixth sealed chapter of the Going Forth by Black. It was after the show at Wednesbury that one tall man, humping a suspicious parcel, when returning late amid a dense particular on his home way from the second house of the Boer in Burgess, Christy Menzel's by the old spot, Roy's Corner, had a Barker's revolver placed to his face with the words, "You're shot, Major," by an unknowable assailant masked, against whom he'd been jealous over Lotta Crabtree or Pomona Evelyn. More than that, when the waylayer, not a local is a diocesan or even of the Glendalough Sea, but hailing from the prow of Little Britain, mentioning in a by-the-way that he, the crosshopper, had an addition to Reed's cutlass Centiblade, a loaded Hobson's which only left twin alternatives as vice versa, either he would surely shoot her the aunt by pistol, she would be okay sure of that, or failing of such, bash in Patch's blank face beyond recognition, pointedly asked what Gaelish Gaul vodka blizzard's business Taunton had with that cane fenders, only to be answered by the aggravated assault that was the snaps for him midweeks to Sultrywell go and find out if he was showery well able, but how transparently non true, gentle writer, his feet, one is not a tall man, not at all man, no such parsons, no such fender, no such lumber, no such race. Was it supposedly in connection with girls, Miriam Huey or Calori's Arches under Flaggy Bridge, for Anne there is but one live, and her new bridges are old, or to explode his 12-chamber and force a shrivelty entrance that the heavy-built, able body, in a butter-blue blouse from One Life, One Suit, a menswear store, with the most decisive bottle of signal in his possession, seized after dark by the town guard at Have You Caught Emirates at Temperance Gateway, was there in a gateway? Fifthly, how parasoliloquizingly true toned on his first time of hearing the wretched statement that, muttering Irish, he'd had gloriously a lot too much hanguist or hoch shoe fine to drink in the house of blazes, the parrot in hell, the orange tree, the glip, the son of the holy lamb, and laps not least in Ramagedown's ship hotel since the morning moment he could distinguish a white thread from a black, till the engine of the law disclosed unto Mary and was only falling, filled a flutered up against the gatestone pier, which, with the cow's bonnet atop of it, he false took for a caterpillar, with purest peaceablest intentions, yet how lamely hobbles the hoy of his then pseudo-joke explanation, how according to his own story he was a process server and was merely trying to open Zosimus a bottle-top stoup by mortally hammering his magnum bonum, the curt of the club, the sore of the savage, against the bludgy gate for the boots about the swan, Morris Behan, who hastily into his shoes with nothing, his halbaratinatique, and came down with homstem and jumped to the tilt-yard from the waist asleep in his obi-oni overclothes, or choker, attracted by the Norse of guns playing Delandy as cartager on the regular rock to Doolin, said, were prize safe in bed as he dreamed that he dwelt his Mormon halls when woken up by a fourth loud snore out of his land of Beelow, whilst Hickstree's maws was grazing in the moonlight by hearing hammering on the paddy-whank scale emanating from the blind pig and anything like it. In the whole history of the Mullingham, he never, this battering babble alour of the door and sidepost, he always said, was not in the very remotest like the belsy babble of a bottle of booze, which would not rouse him out of slumber deep, but reminded him loads more of the martial osimars of foreign musicians, instruments, or the overture to the third last days of Pompeii, if anything, and that after this most nooningless nocturne, the young rain came down desperate, and the old lithopotamus started plowing over all the plains, as mud as she could be, ruinating all the boucher's shirts and the backer's wishing tugs, so that be the chandelier of the Regani Jaily, they were all night washing the Walters of, the weltering Walters of White. Just one moment, a pinch in time of the ideal musketeers, Alphas, Burkas, and Caramas leave Astralea for the Astrologeries, and for the love of the sonses and the honour of Kevin's Pike, putty-whack back to Pamintel, and roll away the real world, the real world, the real world, and call all your smoke blushes snow-white and rose-red, if you will have the real cream. Now for a strawberry frolic, Fulun's flouche, cherchons la flamme, fam fam, vam fam. Come on, ordinary man with a large, big, no noble head, and that blanco beer-beck physical expression, Maxony Scalopoulos, doesn't ask or other. Your matchelor's mutton legs getting muscle-bound from being too pulled. Nora Beery weighed stone 1001 when Hazel was a hen. Now her fat's falling fast. Therefore, chat bags, why not yours? There are 29 reasons why blossom time's the best. Elders fall for green almonds when they're raised on bruised stone root ginger, though it winters on their heads as if outtombed round their waistbands. If you'd had pains in your hairs, you wouldn't look so orgy-balled. You'd have Collie McCares in your lump of lead. Now listen, Mr. Lear, and stow that sweaty, funny Adam's snimper. Take an old geezer who calls on his skirt. Note his sleek hair, so elegant, tableau vivant. He vows her to be his own honey lamb, swears that they will be papa pals by Sam, and share good times way down west in a guaranteed happy love nest when May moon she shines and they twit-twinkle rehearsal all the night, combing the comet's tail upright and shooting pop guns at the stars, cream puffs all to dime, every night's Missy Mackenzie's. For dear old grandpapa, he's gone on the razzle-dar, though gazing and crazing and blazing at the stars. Compris, she wants a wardrobe to her from above by return with cash so she can buy her Peter Robinson trousseau and cut a dash with Artie Bert or possibly Charlie Chance, who knows? So to all, Mr. Hunker, you're too da-da for me to dance, so off she goes. And how's that half the girls in town have got their bottom drawers, while Grandpapa, he's trying to hitch his braces onto his trousers? But old Grum, he's not so clean dippy between sweet you and jam, not on your life, boy, not on those trousers, not by a large jugful, for some place on the sly where furfy he isn't by, old Grum has his gel number two, brave Vauer Grum, and he would like to canoodle her to some part of the time, for he's downright fond of his number one, but oh, he's fair mashed on Peach's number two, so if he could only canoodle the two, chivy chivu, all three would feel genuinely happy. It's as simple as ABC, the two mixers we mean, with their cherry boom chappy, for he's simply shamming dippy, if they were all afloat in a dreaming lifeboat, hugging two by two in a zoo do you do, a toof toof for thee, missy missy for me, and how came you in so for farber in his tippy up and down dippy tippo tippy canoodle, can you? Finny, ack, ack, ack. With which clap, trap, and sodom and three to a loaf, our mutual friends, the fender and the bottle at the gate, seem to be implicitly in the same bateau, so to sing, and bearing also several of the earmarks of design, for there is in fact no use in putting a tooth in a snippery of that sort, and the amount of all those sort of things which has been going on once a day in and twice a day out every other Nackstag among all kinds of promiscuous individuals at all ages in private homes and rebus publicus and all over and all elsewhere throughout secular sequence the country over and over abroad has been particularly stupendous to be continued. Federals, United Transports, Unions for Exultations of Triumphant Ecstasies. But resuming inquiries, will it ever be next morning the postal unionists, officially called carriers, letter of Scotch Limited, strange fate, first in de Geddix, his height, D, the losel that hucks round the missive maids, gummy backs, to hand in a huge chain envelope written in seven diverse stages of ink, from Blanche Essence to Lavandiette, every pot who can pan crook bespaking the wisher wife, superscribed and sub-penciled by yours, a laughable party with afterwrites S.A.G. to hide and cheek, Edenbury, double N, W.C. Will whatever will be written in lappish language with inburst of mire always seem semposed, black looking white and white guarding black, in that Siam mixed tour talk, you to his stern, swift and jolly Roger? Will it bright upon us nickel, and we plunging to our plight? Well, it might now, miracle, so it light, always and ever, till Cock's wife, twice Mrs. Han, pokes her beak into the matter, with own K after, to see what I'm smother after. Will this curbous pouch filled with literary fragments lurk dormant in the paunch of that half-brother of a herm, a pillar-box, the coffin, a triumph of the illusionist art, at first blenched naturally taken from a hand-harp? It is a hand-warp to tristinguish Jub-Jab, Jub-Babe from Jabul, or either from Chubot, when all three have just been invented, have been removed from the hardware premises of Otsman and Nephew, a notive house of the gone most west, which in the natural course of all things continue to supply funeral requisites of every needed description. Why needed, though? Indeed, indeed, wouldn't you feel like ratting foul if you hadn't the Oscar? Because the flash brides or bride in their lily boleros won games with at the Nivy Newbies finery ball, and your upright grooms that always come right up with you, and by jingo when they do. What else in this mortal world now ours, when meet their might, mid their act, me their naked, made their naught, the hour strikes, would bring them right, came back, in the flesh thumbs down to their horses and their hashes. To proceed. We might leave that nitrience of oxygenes to take its free of air and just an electrolyze that very chimerical combination, the gas back where the water works, and try to pour some more hydrocene up till it must free. In the bottle Helios case continuing, long tallied Tobkins the specialist, sporting a fine breast of medals and a conscientious scripture reader to boot in the brick and tin crouch around the corner, swore like a Norwegian tailor on the stand before the proper functionary that he was up against a right queer snort of a man in the Butcher of the Blues who, he continued, on last eponing after delivering some carcasses, mutton chops and meat chutes on behalf of Mrs. Otto Sands and Eastman, Limerick to victuallers, went and with his unmitigated astonishment he hicked at the Dun and Doris against all the runes, and when challenged about the pretended hick, it was kick up and down with him on his solemn by the impudent imputed said simply, I apopopy oath, Phyllis Captain. You did, as I so stressed before, you're deeply in error, sir. Madam Tompkins, let me tell you, replied with a gentlewomanly salam MacPartland, the meat man's family and the oldest in the world except nickname, and Phelps was playful with his peeler, but his fizz fell. Now to the obverse. From velveteens to dimities is barely a five-finger span, and hence these camelback excesses are thought to have been instigated by one or either of the causing causes of all, those rushy hollow heroines in their shirt sleeves, be she Magretta, be she the Posk. Oh, because it's a horrible thing to have to say today, but one Delala, de Lupita Lorette, shortly after in a fit of the unexpectedness, drank carbolic with all her dear placid life before her, and paled off, while the other soiled dove, that's her sister-in-law, Luperca Latouche, finding one day, while dodging chores, that she stripped easily for binocular man, and that her jams were jimpoyed to see each other, the notchy girlie soon found her fruitful hat too small for her, and rapidly taking time, look, she rapidly took to necking, partying, and selling her spare favours in the haymow, or in lumbered closets, or in the green on ad hoc. There are certain intimacies in all ladies' lavatories we just lease to imagination, or in the sweet churchyard close itself for a bit of soft coal, or in a ray of thin trunks, serving whom in fine that some hot cunia la zingara, which our own little grania of the chillered cheeks dished up to the great sire of Oscar, that son of a cool. Hurry of the coast of Emerald, Ara of the Lasses of Pogue, Alslim al Muslim, the resigned were surrendered. Did not she come Leinster's even, true daughter of a Dermid? Her pitch was 40 steps in his perch, old Cromwell's quarters, with so Valkyria license as sent many a poor pucker packing to perdition again and again, eh, and again, fidare him, tease fido, eh, tease fido, eh, hey, tease fido, true stopple, stopple, stop dug of a gyaw ye, angleums me. And did not he, like Arrow Crofty Farfar of Bizalvo, misbrand her behaviours with iridescent hue cry of downright mean false up lapsic dope? Toffles Drek, a reign of the she, is she been queen, a queen of pranks, a kingly man of royal mien, regally robed, exalted be his glory, so gave, so take. Now not now. He would just demean, suffering trumpet, he thought he want what? Here, oh here, living off the land, hungrib, dead era, hark, he, eyes ravenous on her lippling lils, he hear her voy of day gone by, he hears aye, 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 but by the beer of his prophet he cannot answer, unto putty till rise and shine, nor need none shaft in his stealth from Phoenicia or Little Asia to obelize on the spout, neither pobble clock, neither folkstone, nor sunkenness in Thomas Wood, to bewray how express gangs score off the rude, the mouth that tells not will ever attract the unthinking tongue, and so long as the obscene draws theirs, which hear not so long, till all earth's damnation shall the blind lead the deaf, tacho, tawny yeeklings, the column of lumps lends the patron of the leaves behind us, if violence to life, limb and chattels, often as not, had been the expression direct or through an agent male of woman hide, offended, aha, has not levy of black mail from the times the fairies were in it, and fain for wild earth blothams followed an impressive private reputation for whispered sins. Now by memory inspired, turn wheel again to the hole of the wall, where giant blind Franz Penelun Moore there was once upon a wall, and a ha-hog wall I was, and such a wall hole did exist, ere o'er our iron Erlund, or you dares hair, or you digging morse, or your hoard of orts and oriots, to garble a garden of Odin, and the lost paladays when all the Edoms ended with Aves. Armin, the dune is theirs, and still to see for Minags, if he strikes a Luciferich, and she'll come to those Bergage who shine, if you just shut dove a second and let Oggs be good old gaggles and Ister Ester play Yester Aster is then the dremor of Sorstost Arius diseased. A Stonehenge gate then was for another thing while the suroptimist had brought and enlarged that shack under fair rental of one yearling sheep, prime value of sixpence, and the small yearling goat cadet, value of eightpence to grow old and happy, hogged and kid him for the remnants of his years, and when everything was got up for the purpose he put an apple gate on the place by no means as some pretext, a bedstead in lieu thereof to keep out donkeys, the pig dirt hanging from the jags of this hour makes that clear, and just then about the iron gate by old custom left open to prevent the cats from getting at the gout was triple pet locked on him to purpose by his fateful porters to keep him inside probably and possibly an onter he felt like sticking out his chest too far and tempting gracious providence by a stroll on the people aids egg day unused as he was yet to being freely clotted. Oh, by the by, let's we brag of praties, it ought to be always remembered in connection with what has gone before that there was a north rumour Herr Betreffender out for his Zimmer Huldigs digging in number 32 2 at the Rum and Puncheon branch of Dirty Dick's Free House in Laxlip, where the Socky Salmons were stooping at the Times Orange fasting. Prior to that, a commercial Gorbo Tipaco, he was wrecking like Zentral Oil Rubber from Austria to the USA playing. Gall saved the mark. 11 shillings in the week. Gosh, these woolly neuromats of conscience money in the first yield of July, while he was swishing beneath with blesher and swabbing brogie and Irish mit brocken touch, making his repertoire on their falls. Adam for the Frankfurter siding, fastland period ridicule, and air constated that one had on him the Lin O'Brien, a mel-toned lamb's volla, disturbed and wider he might the same Zurich chicken. Others he would with tosend and obertosend, ton of vatters, one monkey damages becomes. Now you must know, Frank's man, to make a heart of glass, that the game of gaze and bandstand butchery was merely a patio-strapped tissue of threats and abuses such as Roebuck's row at Pinnacle's Peak, and after this sort, Humphrey's unsolicited visitor, Davier Titus, on a burglary's clan march from the Middle West, a highly excellent crude man about road who knew his Bulfus Mountains like a starling bird after doing a long dance on Tittle to Cloudy Green, deposing his block stump on his weight, you may want me, after having blown some Quakers for you oats, in through the housekeeping keyhole to attract attention, bleated through the gale outside, which the trailer of his clothes was hog-collaring. First, he be the hirsuter that he would break his busly wigger's head from. Next, be the heel tapper that he would break the gauge over his lanky duckling head the same way we'd crack a nut with a monkey wrench. And last of all, be the stirabouter that would give him his or their palm or anybody bloody else's ticket and water to drink. And the bladey stepbrothers into the bucket. He demanded more wood alcohol to pitch in, alleging that his grandfather's was all taxis and there was only after 10 O'Connell, and that his Isbar was a public oven for the sake of Iris Kuski. And then, not easily discouraged, opened the wrought floods of his artillery and went on at a wicked rate, weathering him against an amongst metaphors from 11:30 to 2 in the afternoon without even a luncheon cut interval for House, son of Claude, to come out, you Jew beggar, to be executed, amen. Earwicker, that patrimine, that paradigmatic ear, receptor, retentive as his of Dionysius, long-suffering, although whitening under restraint in the sitted-out corner of his conservatory, behind famine-built walls, his thermos flask and ribidon flabel by his side, and a walrus whisker bristle for a tusk-pick, compiled with the... while he mourned the flight of his wild guineas, a long list now feared in part lost, to be kept on file of all abusive names he was called. We have been compelled for the rejoicement of fine ladies in the humours of Milltown, etc., by Josephine Brewster in the collision known as Contrastations with Inkerman, and so on and so onward. Lacey's in blue water, flea celestials, one clean turvy, first nighter, informer, old fruit, yellow wigger, wheat ears, goldy get, bogside beauty, yes, we've had his bananas, York porker, funny face, at Baggety's Bend he's bumped, grease with the butter, open door auspice, Cain and Abler, Ireland's eight wonderful wonder, beat my prize, God soil man, moonface the murderer, hoary hairy hoax, midnight sunburst, remove that Bible, hebdromadary publication, tummer the lame, the tyrannous, bloke clay, tight before tea time, read your pantajuke, acoustic disturbance, thinks he's God blast the good Duke of Argyll, WD's grace, Gibbering's bay him out of Dublin, his father was a Munzucker, and she had him in a growler. Burnham and Bailey, artist, unworthy of the homely Protestant religion, Terry Cotty, or Welcome to Waterford, signed the ribbonmen, lobster pot lardling, all for Archer of this town, hushed the cat from the bacon, leather togs, Donald's, the ace and juice of paupering, O'Reilly's delights to kiss the man behind the barrel, Magogogogog, Swad Puddlefoot, Gouty Ghibelline, Loose Luther, Hatches Cock's eggs, Muddle the plan, Luck before wedlock, I divorce thee, husband, Tanner and a make, go to Helena or come to Connie's, Piebald Puff Puff his bride, purged out of Burke's, he's none of me cousin, Barbarian, peculiar person, grunt owls factotum, 12 months aristocrat, lycanthrope, flunky beetle vamps the tune, letting on he's lonely. Thunder and turf married into Clandorf, left boot sent an approval, cumberer of Lord's holy ground, Stodge Ashman, Aunt Duke, Tommy Furlong's pet plagues, Archduke and Cabinger, last past the post, Keneally won't tell thee of Nancy's gone. Scuttle to cover, salary grab, Andy MacNoon in Annie's room, owl out, twitch bratch balls, Bombard Street bester, sublime porter, a band for the king of the Bergens, and a boom for ye, sir, of all the Rutledges. Ophelium's cut price, and at number 111, what he had done to Castle Costello, sleeps with feathers and ropes. It is known who sold Horace the Rattler, in clothes find the sons of Fingal, swayed in his falling, wants a wife and 40 of them, let him do the fair. Api Quanichimuk, plough goes his wassail, rune of the small trader, he, milk and honey beaver brooker, viva Zavinda, so a rapes, Armenian atrocity, sick fish belly up, Edomite, man devoid of the commoner characteristics of an Irish nature, bad Hamburg, hrrhab, Coco handler, dirt, mitching daddy, born burst feet foremost, Woolworth's worst, Asiatic fallow, sapphist, guilty pigs, bastard, fast in the barrel, boost in the bed, Mr. Fat Mate, in custody of the police, Bowell's allocutionist, deposed, but anarchistically respectful of the liberties of the non-invasive individual, did not respond a solitary wedgeword beyond such sedentary, although it was as easy as kiss anywhere for the passive resistant in the booth he was in to reach for the hello gripes and ring up Kimmage outer 1767, because, as the fundamentalist explained when at last shocked into speech, touching his wounded feelings in the Fulshire, the Dominican mission for the Soalist party was on at the time, and he thought the Romish devotion known as the Holy Rosary might reform him. Gone. That more than considerably unpleasant bullocky, before he rang off drunkishly, pegged a few glat stones all of a size by way of final mocks for his grapes at the wicket in support of his words that he was not guilty, but after he had so slung a volleyed, reconnoitring through his semi-subconscious the seriousness of what he might have done had he really polished off his terrible intentions, finally caused him to change the bawling and leave dowing the whole grumness of brook pebbles pangs pung, and having sobered up a bit, paces his groundhuled diabolind London. The flay, the phlegm, the flirty fleshner, purse, purse, percy, first, I'll splish the bloom of them all. The back blocks bore brusquely out of his language and quit the paleologic scene, telling how by self-denying ordinance he had left Highland on the dissenting table after exhorting Earwicker, or in slightly modified phraseology, Messrs. Or Mrs. Earwicker, sir, his feminizable name of multitude, to Coco come outside to Muckaloo out of that for the honour of Crumlin, with his buddy old fish guds, gogs cursed him, so as he could bring his log and burst him all dizzy, you go bail, like Potts Factor did with Kettle Flat Nose, and nobody tall with whole famous and build rocks over him, or if he didn't, for 2 and 30 straws, he'd be Caco Campbell, he didn't know what he wouldn't do for him, nor nobody else no more, nor him after, which Battel Maturl, Abrisha, Miller, Stroker, Abula, saw the rage of Malbrook, playing on the least change of his Manchester's voice, the first heroic couplet from the fugal tropical, Opus Elf, Tortito, my schemes into obeyance for this time has had to fall, they bit goodbye to their thumb, and his bandolera soliger drip drop drap, on pool or puddle dear, wishing the loft of a fal de fian in the morning, proceeded with a Hubbleford slouch in his slips backwards at Corhaley in the directions of the Duff and Demb institutions about 10 or 1100 years lurch away in the moonshiny gorge of Patsell from the back. Adieu. And thus with this Rochely Exeter of Ballyacre came to close that last stage in the siegings around our arch citadel, which we would like to recall if old Nexter Alexis would wink the worth to for us as Barla Duke and Dogon Doris and Bangon Obzum. Yet he made leave to many a door beside of Oxman's Wold, for so witness his chambered cairns, a cloud litter silent, the red brows up hill and down Coombe, and on Eliostroton, at Hoth or at Coolock, or even at Enniskerry, a theory none to rectiline of the evolution of human society, and a testament of the rocks from all the dead unto some the living. Oliver's lambs, we do call them, scatterings of a stone, and they shall be gathered unto him, their herd and paladin, as newbilets to cumul, in that day when, where same the lightning lancer, as of Azava Arthur honoured, some fin avant, he shall wake from earth sleep, hot-crested Elmer, in his vale of briers of Greenman's rise. Oh, lost leaders live, the heroes return, and Ordoon and Dale, the vulveral verlord, protectors, his mighty horn skull roll, or land roll. For in those days his dais shall ask of Alfrahome, and call to him, Alfrahome, and he make answer, add some, nor wink nor wunk, animadia bolum, mene credidisti mortuum. Silence was in thy faustive halls, O Triga, when thy green woods went dry. But there will be sounds of many mirth on the night's ears ringing, when our patriarch of Cumstown to Noble gets the pullover on his boots. Liverpool, sot a bit of it, his brains cult parich, his pelt nassy, his heart's a drone, his blood streams a crawl, his puff but a piff, his extremities extremely so, Fenglis, Pombrook, chill blamant, and Boldowl, Humph is in his doge, words weigh no more to him than rain drips to Retfern him, which we will all like, rain, when we sleep, drops, but wait until our sleeping drain stops.